Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I'm Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom, Visionary Vitality, and Cowboy Wisdom Radio. Tonight, my guest is Vic Streisis, and Vic is an internet marketer, and he's a father of he's a 28-year-old father of four kids, all boys, 6, 5, and 3. But he's also the king, known as the king of online traffic. And I guess it's because he knows a thing or two about generating huge amounts of web traffic to the tune of 400,000 plus unique visitors daily, and generating as much as 2 million. Yes, that's 2 million unique targeted visitors in just 7 days. It is not uncommon and very open and real to expand your business doing strategic media buys that produce almost instant results, and of course earning millions of dollars as a result. And that's always fun. Vic's addicted to traffic, and see what you can learn and how to create a profitable campaign and drive a lot of good traffic to that campaign. And without any further ado, I'm going to give you Vic's website. It's VicStryhouse.com, and now I'm going to introduce you to Vic Streisis. Welcome to the show, Vic.
Happy to be here, Bob. How are you?
I am very excellent. You're my guest, and we're going to get to talk about what's expanding the world, and that's internet marketing. And, Vic, let's just start with this. If somebody chose to engage in your coaching or one of your products, how would that expand their business and online traffic at the same time, and also get your wisdom to expand their business?
Well, Rob, I got started online when it was 2005 is when I got online. And you know how I came across internet marketing, this industry is, I was working for a banking industry. I was a bill collector, calling people on the phone. But the thing with me is a little bit weird. I got married when I was 20 years old, believe it or not. And, and grew up very, very middle class, and wanted to, it was my obsession. I was looking at all these people back in 2005, guys who were creating an unbelievable lifestyle using the internet, as a medium, running their businesses, from home, online, virtually. And I'm like, that would be so awesome if I could do that for myself, and if I could, retire my wife, and just really, if we have kids one day, to give them the lifestyle that I did not have growing up, So I got really addicted to, and when I say addicted, obviously, I don't mean it in a wrong way, but I got very, very passionate about this industry. I started to research it. I started to just look around and just seek out people who were, living the kind of lifestyle and making it work at the level that I wanted to, for it to work for myself. To make a very long story short, I was just fortunate enough to come across, a mentor and person who kind of took me under his wing and showed me the ropes when it comes to, how does this machine work? There are a lot of people, looking at this internet marketing from like a, as a big picture, and it can be a little bit intimidating. It can be, there's a lot of stuff going on. There's, how do you create a campaign? What do you promote? How do you, how do you get people to see, what you have? How do you get people to, to come and actually buy your stuff? Because ultimately, that's what people want to do, is, they want to sell something. You need to get out there and in front of a large crowd of people who are already pre-interested in what you have. So I started to learn the industry a little bit. My first year was a pretty steep, I had a pretty steep learning curve, but then I really understood how internet works, and I called it, kind of correct the online success code, if you will. What when it comes to the internet marketing, folks listening to this, there's three main things that people need to understand, okay? And I think if they have these three components, they can expand on them, and they can build a very lucrative business. So component number one is, if you have something that you're passionate about, whether it's a product, service, or, you just maybe it's a hobby of yours that you're really, really passionate about, right? That you just want to do whether you get paid for it or not, right? Figuring out how to generate revenue from that. So let's say if you know how to do something, you can create a product. You know, if you're into something, you can become an affiliate for whatever little niche that you're really passionate about. And thing number two is, getting traffic. What I mean by getting traffic is getting visitors, people who are pre-interested in that what you have, and getting yourself in front of those large crowds of people out there online, systematizing everything, and then building a kind of a community around what you do, so that people stick around, people perpetuate your message, and overall, you're making a difference. Like for my my vision for what I do, Rob, is it's about making a difference, using the internet as a medium. So it's been an incredible ride. Over the last 9 years, we were able to achieve some things that I could not even have imagined. As far as coaching, teaching people how to start their businesses, how to promote their businesses if they started their business, how to take it to the next level. Working with people in coaching, groups and one-on-one basis, all that. I'm very, what really gets me going is when I see somebody who, like we have a gentleman here who has been working with me for the last year, Paul, he's from London. Started out, he was an offline brick-and-mortar business owner. He was a print shop owner. And he was sick and tired of doing that. He wanted to get online, and we started to work together, kind of showed him the ropes a little bit. And I'm not sure if I'm allowed to share any like ridiculous success stories, but his story is out there online. People can research him. Paulo Barroso, he was able to earn over $500,000 his first year, working with us. So the opportunity is tremendous, Rob. I think the timing is perfect for anybody who are looking to get started, who are looking to, really take their game, take their life, take their business to the next level.
And you said a couple things in there, but one, the mentor. How are people that first get into network marketing or internet marketing or any kind afraid to be mentored because they actually feel that would show they didn't know what they was doing? How did you overcome that, and how do you get people to overcome that? Having a mentor is just cutting cross country and making it easier.
Yeah, great question. I just share people, share with people my story. I said when I got started, I was at the point to where I did not question what my mentor was doing. Let me put this in perspective for you, Rob. When I got started, I actually borrowed $30,000 to get started on the internet, to get my online business going. I did not have any money. I did not have, my credit was not established at the time. I was still young. I could not just go to the bank and borrow the money. So I borrowed the money from a friend of mine who owned a business. He was older than me at the time, obviously still is. But I was at the point to where, when I came across and my path kind of crossed with this mentor, a gentleman who was earning $200,000 a month at the time, and to me that was like a gazillion, And I did not question. I just said, if that mentor is going to tell me, Vic, you got to stand on one foot and make phone calls, for the next 5 hours, I'm not going to question anything that he's going to tell me because he is at the point to where I want to be. And I'm not there yet. So I have two options. I can either, listen to him or try to do it my way. And obviously my way didn't work. I just tell people, look, it doesn't matter. We have, we mentor people who are in their 60s and 70s, and we mentor people who are in their 18, their teens, and anything between. So it's going to be up to the person. If the person is ready for a change, I think that learning from somebody who is very, very confident in what they're doing is actually a good thing. Look at sports, right? Look at the professional athletes. I mean, everybody, from Tiger Woods to Michael Jordan to everybody, anybody you take a look at, everybody has a mentor, right? So why should it be different when it comes to business and especially building a business?
You know, you just mentioned Michael Jordan. A lot of people don't know he was cut from his high school basketball team. And he practiced to get as good as he was. And, Vic, you will also be speaking at the Ultimate Business Acceleration Summit in Miami, Florida, the May 30th through June 1st, will you not?
Correct. Yep. I do plan on being there and sharing. Specifically, what I'll be talking about there is internet marketing stuff. I mean, I decided and kind of made a conscious decision early on in my business when I was getting started. I said, you know, I want to learn traffic generation and conversions. In other words, I want to learn how to get massive amounts of people to see my website if I'm promoting anything that I'm promoting, and I'm going to learn and get really, really good at, you know, taking those people and converting them into, you know, leads and sales and followers and raising fans, you know. So that's kind of my expertise, and I've been doing that for 8 years now, full time. Oh, that's what I was talking about.
Right. And you also said something a little earlier that a lot of people won't quite. I want to make sure people heard. Vision to expand people's lives. Isn't that what this is about?
This is what gets me up in the morning from bed, Rob. You know, when I was getting started, let me put it this way. When I was first getting started online, right, this was 2005, I was doing it for myself and my family because I wanted to get myself out of that rat race. You know, I wanted to really experience freedom in my life and just build something incredible for my family. That was my, you know, really my what drove me in the beginning. But I think there are stages that people go through. You know, first stage is, yeah, you're doing it for yourself. You want to get yourself to the place to where, you know, you don't have to depend on anybody. You don't have to have that thumb pressing over your head telling you when to take a break, you know, when to take a vacation, when you can do something, you know, what time to show up, what time to leave, all that stuff. So I think step number one is getting yourself, if that's your goal, is to get yourself out of that environment, is to get yourself to the place to where you're dependent on yourself and you can make you call your own shots. And then step number two for me was, okay, you know, I got to the point to where, you know, I got my income to about, you know, bills are paid, everything is cool, there was no debt, you know, we're living a very comfortable lifestyle, $40,000 a month income coming in, just, you know, and most importantly, doing what I absolutely love to do, you know, so now what? You know, so then my priorities and kind of my vision changed a little bit, and then I said, you know, why don't I teach people, because people started coming to me and they've been, you know, they started asking things like, Vic, how are you doing it? How were you able to do that? So I'm like, you know, why don't I start teach this kind of stuff? And I started to teach this for free. And a lot of people started together. You know, we started doing conference calls, and I was just sharing with people what I was doing, you know, what worked for me personally. And more people started to come in, and we kind of turned it into a coaching club, and kind of, you know, took from there. The potential, the opportunity, you know, as far as getting somebody on the internet and there is amazing, amazing opportunity right now with, you know, what people can do online.
Yeah. And that is now, isn't the internet marketing, the internet kind of like the gold rush in the California gold rush or the Alaskan gold rush? When people understand what's going on the internet and how to market on it?
You know, the internet, in my opinion, Rob, there's two groups of people, I believe, right, online. There's people who use the internet to kind of, you know, to try to see how much they can get from it, right, from other people. They just use the internet as a media. And there is the group of people that, you know, I tend to support that, and I deliberately want to make sure that I'm in that category of folks who, you know what, we use internet to perpetuate our message. We use internet to get the word out, to get the, you know, to bring people awareness of what's possible, what's out there, you know, what's available to them. And personally for me, you know, I found it to be incredibly rewarding is, you know, when you just when you share a lot of when you share with folks, not having to worry about, you know, making a buck, but when you're going out there and you're just doing your part to contribute to the community. You know, I consider internet marketing and this whole internet industry as a community, you know, community of folks who are trying to achieve something. And it's all about, you know, I found this one thing to be very fascinating. I found the more I give, the more I get, you know. Folks who worry about every single penny when they're building their business and that's all they're concerned about, you know, they're not, you know, yeah, they might make a few bucks here and there, but folks who are just going out there and number one, learning what they need to learn to become, you know, the best that they can possibly become in their game, and then sharing what they learned with others who are like-minded, absolutely incredible things can happen.
Vic, would you say it takes wisdom, innovation, and talent to make money?
The talent part, I'll say this, Rob. I'll say it's not that you need to be, you know, you need to be talented or you need to be this innovative. As long as you're teachable, you can do this. I mean, I've seen people who are, you know, in their 60s and they're making it, you know, making more money per month than average American makes an entire year. You know, it's not, you know, you can learn this stuff. It's not actually difficult. People think it's difficult, but once you really understand, you know, the mechanics, it boils down to really three things mainly. I believe anybody can learn this. I believe, you know, even if you don't have a product, you can promote somebody else's product. What people really need to focus on understanding, in my opinion, is how do you get, you know, how do you get your site, how do you get what you promote in front of large groups of people out there on the internet? Because you can be promoting somebody else's product that you don't even own, as an affiliate, for example, right, for a commission. And if you know how to take that website, that affiliate website, and promote it to large crowds of people who are pre-interested, and when those people purchase, you get commissions. You know, you get 50%, sometimes up to 75%, 80% in commissions for sales. And you don't even have to do the work. You don't have to sell. You don't have to, you know, deliver the product. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to provide customer service. You act as a middleman between the seller and the buyer, and you just connect them together. Does that make sense?
Yeah, very much so. You know, and I want to ask you this question. Excuse me. How is the internet marketing actually going to be the new industrial age and allow people to make a living or even a good living and in a new way, do you feel? And how is the internet in the infant stages? Them two questions.
Yeah. Well, when we talk about the internet, I think we cannot leave out mobile and what's going on with mobile technology right now. So I saw the article somewhere. I don't remember exactly where, but it said something like this. If your business is not online and it's not mobile optimized, it literally in the next 18 months or so, you're gonna be struggling. The way you look at Facebook, you look at what's going on with social media, the world got so small nowadays to where if you're not online, if your business is not online, it's very, very difficult for you to survive in this industry. And with the mobile technologies right now, you know, for example, we were just talking with insurance group, folks who sell life insurance, and, you know, and they are relying on, you know, direct mail to get the leads and calling people and all that stuff. Well, what we were talking to them about is this mobile idea, right, and technology that's available through the internet to where they can literally, you know, have other marketers on the internet do all the advertising, you know, generate the leads, and then they can have the system qualify those leads to where they can only talk to people who are already interested in talking to an agent. So it cuts down tremendous amount of time, tremendous amount of resources. And as far as from a bottom line for business, you know, I mean, it doesn't even compare. So, you know, where we're going as a community, with the internet, I believe this is just the beginning. I believe, with the mobile coming out, with, you know, what Facebook is doing with the whole targeting and what's available to us as marketers, is just mind-boggling, you know. And people who take advantage of that stuff right now, I believe they'll be far, far, far ahead of their competition, you know, because eventually everybody will do this. It's not a matter of if, you know, it's a matter of when. And when people position themselves sooner rather than later, they're just going to be in, you know, in a much, much better position. That's my opinion.
And if everybody's paying attention, it's going to happen that way. I mean, you can see it coming, you know. And you can go to Vic-Strife.com, and you can see Vic and get his coaching. And, you know, you said something there, and I really, how did you get people to overcome the fear of the vastness of the internet, and how really it's just putting it in the right sequences for everything to expand people in their business.
Right. It's about keeping it simple. You know, I'm not the kind of guy who is going to overcomplicate a simple thing. Look, internet marketing is not complicated. Now, is that easy? It's not easy, because if it was easy, everybody would be millionaires, right? But it's simple. And what I think what happens a lot is folks, especially, you know, new people who are coming into the industry, they tend to get overwhelmed with information. You know, perhaps they get conflicting information. One guy is saying this, another guy is saying this. You know, I think it's figuring out, what do you want to do? You know, do you have a product you want to promote? Great. Build a system, build a campaign around that product. Great. You know, you can do that. If you don't have a product to promote, but, you know, you desire to have this free lifestyle, and you want to go out there, and you want to travel the world, and you want to have an automated business that runs for you on your behalf 24/7, right? Well, you can be, like I already mentioned, an affiliate promoting somebody else's product or some company's product, to where the product is supplied, you know, the fulfillment is there, customer service is there. You don't need to do nothing except just get yourself an affiliate link. A lot of times you give it free, right? And then you just start driving traffic, get people to visit your website, that affiliate website, and people purchase, you know, you make a commission. And then you can automate the whole thing and put it in autopilot so it works for you 24/7, 365, like when I'm sleeping, you know, my business is working. You know, when it's nighttime here in the United States, there is somebody up in the UK or Australia. You know, so it's a global thing. Really, really, what everybody needs to understand is the power that we have, you know, with the internet, is that it's not just it's a global thing. You know, we're not playing this in this little sandbox of, well, this is just, you know, my local, you know, my city or my state or even my country. We're playing on a global scale, you know, and there's products in virtually every language you can promote. I mean, it's unbelievable what's available out there to people who want to do it. And I just say, you know, the first thing I tell people is this. I said, look, keep it simple, okay? If you're going to overcomplicate a simple thing, you're going to get frustrated. But if you keep it simple, learn how to get traffic. Okay, there's about 12, 13 different traffic getting strategies that I personally teach that work phenomenally well for me personally. I crafted it, I polished it, and I say, look, you don't need to know all 12 right out of the gate, okay? You just need to know one. So what you do is you take one, become really, really, take the next, you know, 3 to 4 to 5 days. Take the next week or so if you need to, okay? I mean, you don't really need to take that much time, but if you took the next 3 days, for example, right, and you say, you know what, I'm just going to study this, and you study one traffic-getting method, okay, you can pretty much start a brand-new campaign, and a lot of times you can turn profit in a matter of days, you know, and then once you get good with one thing, then you automate this one thing and let it work for you automatically, so you don't even have to touch it. You just kind of monitor it to make sure that, you know, it's producing profit, and then you add additional traffic getting method number two, right? So now you have two traffic getting methods working for you, and so forth. So that's how you start small and you grow and you scale, you know, as you progress.
And how does it, people are thinking that internet market or internet traffic and marketing is like you have to sell person to person, and that's what scares, you know, kind of sets the trepidation, I don't want to sell. But really, the internet is, on the internet, it's really done third party, and you're out of the equation, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, I never, in 9 years of me being online, Rob, 8 years of it being completely full-time, I have never sold, I've never made a single cold call to anybody. I've never, convinced anybody to do anything, to buy my product. Everything has been done entirely online. So people go to my website. The website does all the selling, telling, explaining. You know, my goal as a marketer is I just want to get exposure, you know, get my website exposed to as many people as I possibly can. Not just any people, but people who already kind of pre-qualified, people who are already looking for what I have. So there's different, you know, there are different niches that we can go to. So, you know, it's targeting your audience. I know folks who, you know, especially the I call them old school network marketing, you know, professionals. These guys like to cold call. They like to do hotel meetings, and that's fine. You know, it works for them. I believe you don't have to do that really. You know, especially if somebody doesn't like to make a lot of phone calls. Internet provides an opportunity for us to build a business totally, you know, without a phone. If you don't, you know, you don't even have to talk to anybody. Everything can be automated online.
Now, if you want to expand your internet trafficking wisdom, Vic will be speaking at the Business Acceleration Summit, May 30th to June 1st. And you can go to businessaccelerationsummit.com and sign up for it. And you can go to Vic's website at vic-strizeus.com. And you said something on here that I really wanted you to expand on. It's the strategic media buys that produce instant results. Enlighten people on what that is about, would you, Vic, just a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. So strategic media buying, what that means is this. So if I have a product that teaches people how to train their dogs, how to behave, for example, right? That's a pretty niche-specific product, okay? So what I need to do as a marketer is I need to promote my site strategically so that I don't pay for people who are not interested in what I have, okay? So, like, for example, we just did a product launch. For a product teaching people how to get trust, right? That product is closed, by the way. It's not for sale anymore. But we went after business owners and entrepreneurs, so people who were looking for, you know, how do I get more traffic to my website? How do I get more exposure? All that stuff, right? How do I convert more traffic into, you know, leads and sales? So strategic being is this. I can go, right, and I can place advertisements on other similar sites that people visit. So I can go to Google, for example, right? And there's a thing called Google Keyword Planner. It's for free. It's a tool that allows me to do a lot of research. And I can type in whatever my niche is, whatever my, you know, area of interest is. You know, how to grow flowers, how to, you know, start working from home, whatever you're into, right? And Google is going to tell me how many people are searching for that particular phrase per month, okay? So that's the first thing I do is I go to Google Keyword Planner and I take a look at what my audience is. So there is a lot of people looking for what I have, okay? So then I can go to sites like, you know, Site Scout, for example, right? And I can go and I can do, you know, I call the, you know, the Traffic Media X, you know, method to where I can go and I can go to these giant networks and I can place banner ads from one location, and I can have them distributed across thousands of websites on the internet. But those sites are very targeted; they're laser targeted for what my audience is. Okay, so I'm not getting my message in front of people who have no interest in what I'm doing. So it's just being, there's a couple tools that are free, available to all of us, that we can utilize to be very strategic. Like, for example, with Facebook marketing, I mean, people can target their audiences based on, you know, what income, you know, what their income is, you know, what their lifestyle is, who they're following, what kind of movies they're watching. I mean, it's just incredible. The amount of precision you can have when it comes to targeting your audiences. Does that make sense? I mean, I can go on and on and on and talk about this, but this is something we're going to talk about in Miami. So
yeah, see, now people, if you want to expand your internet marketing and online traffic wisdom, it'll be at the Ultimate Business Acceleration Summit in Miami, Florida, May 30th. To June 1st, and it's businessacceleration.com. And if you're choosing and you want some internet marketing and trafficking coaching and some mentorship, it's Vic-STRIZHEUS.com. And you can go on there, and there's products to buy. There's all kinds of stuff. There's all kinds of wisdom on there to expand your internet marketing. And, well, Vic, it's been a half hour already. Is it hard to believe? But, Vic, if you was going to start a marketing in your internet business today, what is the first thing you would do to move your internet marketing and traffic business on forward?
I would do a couple of things. Number one is, if I did not have something that I wanted to promote, I would get very clear on what I'm passionate about personally. Because if I'm not passionate about something, I don't want to promote it. So what is your passion? What are you passionate about? Rob, can you still hear me?
Yes.
Okay, because I thought I lost you. Okay, so number one is, what are you passionate about? Okay, so thing number two is, once you have that figured out, thing number two is learn traffic generation on the internet. A lot of people start their businesses online, you know, they're kind of dabbling into it. You know, they will try one thing, you know, see if it works, but they never actually master one thing long enough for them to have a breakthrough. Okay, so I would say keep it very simple. Figure out what it is that you want to do. What is it that drives you? What are you resonating with? And then learn how to get that message in front of other people who are like-minded, who will be interested in hearing your message. As simple as that sounds, Rob, that's pretty much the formula to freedom right there.
And you people, all the listeners, you just heard a way to get your business started, move it forward, and you can go to Vic-STRIZHEUS.com, get a hold of Vic, or you can actually see Vic in person at the Ultimate Business Acceleration Summit in Miami, Florida, May 30th, 2014 to June 1st, 2014, and it's the Ultimate Business Acceleration Summit.com. And Vic, give the people some wisdom, and I'll close out the show.
I remember this quote, and I'm blanking out on who said it, but I love the quote, you know, and the quote goes something like that. You know, school is never out for the pro. It doesn't matter how well you think you're doing. I believe that if people need to be hungry. I mean, that's personally what I constantly, you know, making sure that I'm in that mode is I want to stay hungry. You know, I want to learn. I want to be on a cutting edge of things. So I think it's very important, especially how fast the technology is changing and with where the internet is going and the mobile technology is coming up. I say, if you just make a commitment, you know what, you say, I'm just going to do this thing. You know, I'm going to do this thing and stick to it. I believe the sky is the limit, literally. I mean, it's incredible what we can accomplish. if we just stay hungry and do something every day to achieve our dream.
And that, with that, I'm going to close out the show. It's the Ultimate Business Acceleration Summit, May 30th to June 1st in Miami, Florida. The website is businessacelerationsummit.com. And Vic's website is Vic-STRIZHEAUS.com. And you can go on there and get products. You can get Vic's mentoring. And if you've been paying attention and listening, he's got it into simple terms for you to expand your business and your online presence to expand your own bottom line. And Vic, I really want to thank you and all the listeners for being here tonight.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.
And we'll see you in Florida. I'll be there.
All right. See you, Rob.
All right. Thank you and good night, everybody.